everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. Last week we spoke on the love of God and how we need to chase after the love of God. Well, I want to extend on that, but also share on how do we love? How to love God and others? God asks us to love Him with all our heart, strength, soul, and mind. And, because it's not an and or, and love our neighbor as ourself. How do we love? To love our neighbor as ourself can only be directed by God. He's the one who gives us a to-do list, the help list, the how-to, the why, the ability. It can only occur when we are filled with the fullness of God. Now, that's an ongoing life thing. I'm never going to be totally filled with the fullness of God, because God is just so great, so above, so other. And there's a scripture I'm going to read in Ephesians 3, which describes more of this love of God. But if I'm going to truly love myself, even my fellow man, like when I truly love myself, it's like love who I am. And if I don't love who I am, then I desire God to help change me. I love how I've been created. Love even how God has formed me in my body. Now, some of the forming can be me, meaning I could be eating too much and not staying healthy. I could be smoking. I could be not exercising. I could be not, drinking too much, not living right, whatever it might be. And it's affecting my body. So I'm not as healthy as I should be. So therefore, I'm not loving my body as much as I should. Because God says, love yourself. You know, maybe it's not my body. Maybe it's my mental state. I'm not caring for it. I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not putting more positive thoughts into my mind. I'm not thinking of godly things. I'm being discouraged too often. Whatever that might be. And sometimes we need extra help from other people who are wiser, or counselors, or wherever the help might come from that God would send to us. But He wants us to stay healthy, to love ourselves. And again, not in a boastful way, an arrogant way. We already spoke about that last week. Love is not boastful or arrogant or rude. It's actually humble. This is how I've been made. This is who God wants me to be, and He wants me to love myself. Because when we love ourselves, well, God actually has shown us how to love ourselves because of His love. We can then truly love others. Because we're not envious then of what they have. I'm happy and I love who I am, what I've got, what God's given to me. I'm not envious of other people, I'm not jealous. I don't want what their life is, that they're better than me or less than me. We truly then love. But love only comes from God. The task to love yourself and others will only come from God. So we need to be fully immersed in who He is. In Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 16, it says this. And it's an encouragement, but also a guiding words, guiding light to how we can love ourselves, others, and God. Well, God first, then ourselves and others. I pray that according to the riches of His glory, to God's glory, and they're full of riches. Just imagine, just picture a pot of gold, and it's not gold. It's the riches of God within this pot. And He desires to give them to us according to His riches. He may grant, according to what He's got, He may grant us something. It's His will. It's His wish. He might give to you something that he doesn't give to somebody else because of a gift he's desired to give to you. Now, you're not a favorite. You're no different to others because he'll give them something that is special for them. Because out of God's love, he desires to use the gifts that he gives us. He may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being. Who doesn't want to be strengthened? And in our inner being, who we truly are, with power through his Spirit. So he gives us the strength through his Holy Spirit. And it's hard to describe, but it's this me, this Spirit within me. It's me and the Spirit together. And he strengthens and encourages us, gives us courage. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That God dwells within us, and it's like not this beating human heart that pumps, but is this spiritual divine presence of a heart that lives within us, that pumps the love around our body, within our mind, our heart, our attitude, in who we are. As you are being rooted and grounded in love. I'm being grounded in love. You know, I've got my feet solid on the ground in love. I walk with love. I think with love. One day, hopefully, I can say, I am a son or a daughter of God, of the God of love. I'm trying to be. Goes on to say, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ. Will we truly comprehend? I don't think so, but he's saying, well, I pray that you do. The length, the breadth, the height, the existence of the love of God. That's available to each of us. That's just there that we can tap into. And it surpasses all knowledge so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This fullness of God is rooted in his love. If you desire to be the best doctor that you can be, it's going to be rooted in God, who's the God of love. Because it's not just the knowledge that you need, you need this extra heart that a true doctor has, because they love their patients, they love the research, they love finding out about how to fix people, they love fixing people, they love caring for people, they love loving people. If you're a plumber and you want to build the best, you know, I don't know, pipes that you can build and help people in their world with the plumbing that needs to be done. It's going to be rooted and grounded in love. You might think, what, plumber? But if that's what God's called you to be, he wants you to be that best. And it only comes out of, from rooted and grounded in the love of God. But it's not just the plumber. It's not our career. It's our relationships. It's who we are. It's where we are in our families, in our neighborhood. And yes, we may not have a great family that we've been brought up in or live in. But God is trying to show us the best way to live. You know, we can change. We can ask God to change ourselves. We can't change somebody else, but God can. Can we not pray for them? Can we not ask God to come into their lives and express and show to them the love of God so that they can be the best that they can be? I can't do it on my own. I know I can't. On a good day, I do okay. But I never can do it like God does. I can't sacrifice like God did. He sent his one and only son, a perfect son, to die for us who was, I was so frail. So, you know, like Peter's example, Not that we want to follow Peter's example, but we do, we are. We deny Christ. Peter did it three times because God was trying to express, I go, we fail so often. Could have been 70 times. He's just trying to say we're so frail if we don't have God. We all have some things in our life or something where we're not perfect. We haven't got it right. And we need God. We need his redeeming power. We need his love. So if you want to be a better person, best in what you do, in your sport, in your career, in your love, in your relationships, in whatever it might be, we need the love of God. We need to acknowledge the love of God and seek the love of God. So therefore, then we can bring that into who we are and how we love others. And God shows us how we can love ourselves and accept ourselves, because that's loving yourself. Accepting, my hair's thin and fine and I'm not good with it. I just don't have that ability like some people. But I accept who God has made me and I'm happy where God has made me. And then I learn to love. I learn to serve. I learn to go and try and reach others for him, to know the love of God, to know God. That's what God commissioned us to do, to go and tell others about him. Well, we've got to know him first. And when we know him and continue to know him, then everybody has the ability to somehow go out and tell your neighbor, your friend, someone in the world who God is, this God of love. So how do I love others better, greater, more? It's all entwined in the love of God. So can I encourage you to maybe think or pray about, what can I do to love and serve someone this week in my neighborhood, in my family, someone who really needs the love of God? Because God uses us to express that love to them. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.